The word of God today is a new day, stay focused. Last night, I was preaching a word to the people talking about keep your eyes on the prize and understanding that a prize is something that you work towards. And the reason why I'm going here today with the body is I want to encourage the body to keep focus in the things of God. This is a new day. There's new things happening to you each and every day. So many times what we do is we lose focus on the things that God has for us because of what went wrong yesterday. But I want to encourage the body that's here today to keep focus on the things of God for their life. Because the enemy wants to cause you to lose focus. When you look at what's going on to society today, the politics that's going on, you're saying to yourself, who in the world am I going to vote for? Because you don't quite see that there's somebody that's trying to be an example. Instead, they're teasing one another, mocking one another. And you say, wow, this is what they do in grade school. You know, you're amazed. These are the people that are trying to go forward and be responsible for the country. And you're wondering, and you're seeing this kind of stuff go on, and you're saying, man, what's going on in society? But what I want to encourage the body is this, that God still has a plan for his people. Then remember during New Year's, God gave us a word for the people saying that the just shall live by faith. That we were going to have to be focused on the plan of God and the will of God for our life so that we can have some faith to overcome what's going to come upon us. So we have to understand that we must be focused in the things of God. If you turn to Corinthians, the 1 Corinthians 15 chapter 1 through 3 says, moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preach unto you, which also I have, also ye have received, and wherein ye stand. The next verse says, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preach unto you, unless ye have what? Believed in vain. That's the first scripture. The next scripture is the third verse. It says, for I deliver unto you first of all that which I received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scripture. Right here, Paul is, right here in the word of God, Paul is saying to the people that he's preaching unto him what we need to keep in our memory. What we need to keep in our spirit, that Jesus had was going to come and he was going to pay a price for the people of God. And right here, he said that we had to, he said that they need to receive the fact that he was going to come, that he had died for their sins according to the scripture. This is what was going to happen. Now I'm going to ask for my reader to read. Let's go from, we're going to go in the book of Mark, first chapter. We're going to go to 3 through 4. And this is John the Baptist. Go ahead. He was talking.
Mark 1:3. The voice of one crying in the wilderness. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Make his path straight.
Now, right here, there was a voice in the wilderness crying to the people, prepare the way and make his path straight. There was a voice that was going on. Who was that voice? The voice was John the Baptist. He was preaching to the people saying, prepare your way and make the path of Christ straight. And what he comes to do, what does it say in the next verse?
For John did baptize in the wilderness and preached the baptism of repentance for remission of sins.
Now he was preaching in the wilderness. He was preaching what? The baptism of what? Repentance. He said that, that Jesus came for the remission of sin. Now this is where we're going to go somewhere with this. We're talking about being and staying on focus. John the Baptist's job was to prepare the way of Christ. And he said that we must focus that Christ was coming so that we would have opportunity as the people of God and as creation. So many times we get caught up in the things that we're able to do with our life. how that we're able to be successful through our jobs and through the things that we obtain. But the focus that Christ wants you to understand is that if you keep your eyes on him, guess what's going to happen? You're going to be able to attain the prizes that he has for you in your life. The prize that Jesus has for you is life and have it more abundantly. You don't have to be in this society today struggling the way you're struggling, going through the way you're going through, because guess what? There was a price that was already paid for your life. He said that he will keep you if you continue to keep your mind on him. So as a man of God was talking about the focus and talking about knowing that the path is straight that Christ requires of us, guess what? He died so that you will have life and have it more abundantly. But we're not living more abundantly right now. You're seeing that the people of God has lost their focus in life. We're in a place where we feel as if God owes us when we show up. We feel like because we obtained something through our education and we got a good job and we got money in the bank that everything's going to be all right. But I'm here to tell you it's not. Because what's going to come over the border is going to come the wrath of God. This country, we lived in the good days for a long time. But if you look at other countries, what do they have? They have famine. They have war. The cities are overwhelmed. And we take for granted what we have. We just feel like, oh, God, I'm going to wake up and be in my right mind because I'm who I am. We need to give God the glory because guess what? He has allowed you to wake up today. He's given you strength in your body and he kept you in your right mind regardless of what you've done or said. He was there for you. And what we do as a nation, we sit on God and we barely acknowledge that he's real. We barely acknowledge, and those that are saved and sanctified and know the Lord for themselves, we're in a corner not being a living witness. We're doing what we want to do. We're acting the way we want to act. We come to church and not bring the praise. God is worthy of all the praise. Somebody said, praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The next scripture is Proverbs, the third chapter. We're going somewhere with this. It says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to what you're understanding right now. When you wake up in the morning, you question yourself, you question God, and you say, well, you know what? I got to do what I do for me. I got to pay my dues and do what I do for me. And yet you don't wake up and say, I'm going to give God the thanks for this day. Instead of realizing that he blessed you with that job that you go to every day. He has blessed you with your family that you have beside you, and you take it for granted. But God wants us to see that this life is due unto him. Everything that you are is due to him. Everything that you will be is because of him. Now think about this. The enemy wants you to lose focus. He wants you and I to stop trusting in him and lean to the things that we understand. So when it says lean not to your own understanding, what is that saying? It's saying you got to stop thinking things through the way you do. Stop understanding the way you want to understand it and just rely on the word of God. If the word of God says that you shall live and not die, even though you have cancer, guess what? You're going to live. Is that right? Give God some praise in here. If the word says that you're an overcomer over the situation that you're going through right now, regardless of what you see around you, guess what? You're going to be victorious. If you keep your focus on him, If you trust in him, get out of the way so that he can have his way in your life. Hallelujah. Praise God. Because the focus has to be on him. So it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. And it says, in all your ways, acknowledge him. Acknowledge him. Now, that's a problem right now. We get high and mighty. We get a little something in our bank and we stop acknowledging him. Look what's going on with Donald Trump. Because he has the money and has the power, he doesn't even have to have integrity anymore. And we're ready to put him in the White House. Think about it. If you did the things that he's doing on your job interview, how would that go? You talk to me. What would happen if you went to your job interview talking about other people? This is the one that we're going to give the authority to launch the nuclear weapons? Come on. And we're so blind because he's a billionaire. They sucked away all the money that the middle class has and gave it all to those that are on the higher end. And we as people don't see what's coming our way. There's death and destruction. People are getting frustrated. You see this stuff going on in third world countries where they're rising up against their country. You don't think that's not coming here? People are tired. Think about it. How many of you went to school, went to college, and struggling trying to still get a job? You paid your dues, and look at the school, the prices for to go to school right now. How could you get out as a young person? You get a debt of $80,000 to $200,000 a year before you even started your first job. This is what we're offering our kids. This is what we are offering as Americans. The land of the free. The land that's supposed to be founded on the word of God, in God we trust. What we're offering to our own people is slavery to debt. And you're going to find that people are going to be without hope and they're going to be distressed and they're going to go through a lot of things. And that's why God put in this prophecy for the year that the just are going to live by faith. They're going to stand on the word, even though there's famine in the land. Guess what? In your house, it shall be filled with blessings. You're going to be blessed regardless of what's going on in this country because you're covered by the blood of Christ. Somebody say amen right now. Hallelujah. Because you're covered by the blood of God. Now think about this. Our focus is on the wealth and the success that we have gained. But the Bible says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole wide world and lose his soul? Look at this place. We should be full. Some people are out right now. They're out of town right now. But I'm trying to tell you that our focus needs to be on Christ. One day a week we try to come together as a body, and we still can't do that all the time. Because our focus is on what we have, what we're trying to maintain. You're trying to maintain your little bit of wealth? One little sickness can wipe you out, is that right? One sickness. One visit to the emergency room, and you're not trusting in God. You're not leaning to him. Instead, you're trusting and leaning on your own understanding. What is your understanding? Our understanding is this. Well, I don't need to go. I don't need to pray and fast, because why? It's really not that important. But when we were raising our kids, we were trying to raise them about values, and we're telling them what they shouldn't do and what they should do. And you know what? You haven't even taught them anything about respecting the Lord. You told them to work every day and give to society, but you didn't teach them to love and respect the Lord, their creator. We lost focus. We said, instead, what we've done, we obtained education. We attained the ability to be successful and have great wealth and have a good job. And now what we're doing is we're teaching our seed to lose focus, not even to pay any tribute to the Lord. And you wonder why you got leaders like Trump? Because the generation that's coming up next is a generation that never even hardly went to church. They don't know anything about conscience. Their spirit, they're not subject to authority because of us. Their parents not being focused on the Lord and saying that I'm going to offer my child, my family to the Lord. Because everything that I have, everything that I gain came from him. Everything that I'm going to be comes from him. We lost focus as a people of God. And when people come into the house, they should feel deliverance. They should feel the power and anointing of the Holy Ghost when you come into the house of God. Because God is our focus. And we're here to do a job that is to lift one another up in the faith. To be encouraged even though you're going through, even though you're standing in a storm right now. And everything around you is whirlwind. Everything around you is going wrong. But because you said, I'm going to trust the Lord and lean not to my own understanding. I'm going to acknowledge him in all my ways. I know that I'm going to be a conqueror in Jesus. Do you believe that you're a conqueror? Yes. That you can overcome? Let me hear you say, I can overcome. I can overcome through the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. We're almost done. We're almost done. Give God some praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. Acknowledge him in all your ways. And he said, he shall direct your path. Be not wise in thy own eyes. You see, this is scripture. We always stop on trusting the Lord with all the heart. Lean on unto our understanding. Then we get all Holy Ghost. We get all excited. But the next scripture says, be not wise in thy own eyes. Now you answer me this. What we do in our own eyes, we evaluate. We kind of, you know, say, well, I'm pretty cool because I'm smart now. I went to school. I have my degree. I'm an engineer. And guess what? We start to say, I don't really need God because I'm everything that I need to be. But I'm asking you this. Since you're so smart, there was one thing. Now, I remember there was a little story where someone was talking about there was a scientist and he made a deal with God. He said, and I believe it was Osteen said this, and I thought it was interesting. He made a deal with God and he said to the scientist, he said, the scientist had already done stuff like, you know, did test tube babies and did heart implants and, you know, did brain surgery and all this stuff. So the scientists began to say that they're just as good as God. So there was a deal that was made with God. It said, listen, we'll both try to make man. And so there was a deal with the scientists. And as they began to go forward, the scientist said, I can make man too. So then they both went off and they decided to go on and get ready to create man. And when the scientist went to create man, the scientist went to the dirt and tried to start with the dirt. And God said, nope, you can't use that. I created that too. You see, what I'm trying to say is this. The very beginning started with God. Who you are started with God in the womb. With the thought of creation, it started with God. And all you can do to give God glory is barely show up. barely pray to him when you get up in the morning. Barely give God some glory for the things that you have. Why is this? Why is this? Because we lost focus on what God has for us. And lost focus that if we give him what is due to him, he's going to bless you and keep you. Bless your seed. If there's anything in your generation that needs to be gone, guess what? If you pay the price by giving yourself to the Lord, guess what? He's going to make a way to cause that family curse to be wiped out. Amen. Hallelujah. We're almost done. Amen. Amen. I'm going to have my reader start. We're going to go to 1 Corinthians 15, 54 through 57, and then we're done. Thank you. Amen. Go ahead.
1 Corinthians 54. So when this corruptible shall have put in incorruption, and this mortal shall have been put on immortality, then shall we be brought to pass the saying that it is written, death is swallowed up in victory.
See, so saying that death is swallowed up in victory. Now, what does it mean by death is swallowed up in victory? No more what?
No more dying.
Everything that we're going through today is, you know, as you go through life, you're not getting younger. We act like we're not going to face death. But Jesus conquered death with the cross. And because he conquered death with the cross, what does that mean? It means that your soul does not have to rest in hell. Now, when we go to church, nobody preach that anymore. Everybody preach, oh, you're going to be able to get a little money because you say you're excited about the Lord and you're paying tithes. But they don't talk about where you're going with the soul that you have in you. Amen. The soul, the spirit that you have in you is going somewhere. And you need to understand that this body doesn't live forever. It's just, it's not going to last. But what you're, who you are is, the Bible says that when God created man, he breathed into him and then he became a living soul. Amen? And so because of that, guess what? We have the DNA of God in us. And in you, it desires to be close to God. And that's why we got to keep our focus on the Lord. And I'm going to get ready to end with this just to tell you. If we surrender to the will of God, if we do what the word says and focus on him, you're going to start to enjoy who you are. I believe that there's a lot of people right now that are suffering. We're not even enjoying our day to day. We wake up and we say, why is it that I'm here to do what? It really, to get up to work, to all the money you make, you got to pay to who and what that don't care anything about you and your family. When you start paying that little bit of money, what do? Put you out. So your lights are on today and your bills are paid today. So you're doing a good thing with this life, but are you paying the price for the next life? Have you count up the cost to maintain your salvation? And I want to end with us, and let's all stand. If we stay focused on the Lord, he will make your path clear. And you will find peace in the Lord. So, church, I want to encourage the body today that be encouraged in your situation. And I'm going to finish with this last scripture, and then we're going to get ready to pray for the people. In Revelation, it says, It says, let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. You hear that? Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to him. For the marriage of the Lamb is come, and his wife has made herself ready. The marriage to the Lamb has come, and his wife has made herself ready. You and I are the wife. And the Bible says that you're supposed to be making yourself ready. And if you're making yourself ready, after that scripture, it says this about being ready. It says this. It says, and to her was granted that she should be arrayed in fine linen, clean and white, for the fine linen is the righteousness of the saints.